one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Great to be back with here after a couple of weeks on vacation. And thanks for being with us on this holiday weekend. The focus of world soccer is on World Cup qualification for Russia 2018. Critical matches happening all over the world. They've been going on over the past few days and will be happening also this early this week. We'll have Michael Lewis on to discuss the U.S. matches, especially the one tomorrow night as you hear this broadcast against host Honduras. We're taping this a little bit early for broadcast on Labor Day at this time. Dakar will also have the latest news and commentary on the World Cup qualifiers across the globe. There are many familiar countries who are great and have been in the World Cups for many years. They're in danger of missing the Russia 2018 World Cup. We'll talk about that. And we'll have Rhinos assistant coach Mark Pulisic on to talk about this Saturday's home match against Ottawa as the team looks to continue their climb up the table in the USL. We'll also talk a bit about, of course, his son Christian and all the media attention he's getting with the U.S. national team and with Borussia Dortmund. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And Joe, first of all, thank you for covering the show while I was on vacation, and thanks to Nelson Capello and all the former Lancer legends for coming on the show that was held right when I was out.
Well, certainly, Andrew, first of all, I want to make sure that you know that you were very well missed. I'd like to welcome you back. And secondly, you know, you went for 2 weeks, and tell us about your trip in England. And see, and I know that I got some of your texts and all the place that you ate, all the place that you visited, all the beautiful church and all the historical places. You tell us about it a little bit.
Well, it was a wonderful. We went to Cornwall, so we stayed in Falmouth in the UK, in Cornwall, one of the great port cities. It was one of the largest natural ports in the world and saw a lot of action in many wars, including World War II. And it's a great place to base yourself if you go to that part of England, the southwest of England. Just so much history there, so much to see. The scenery is incredible off the coast of England. We visited a number of historical locations. Didn't do any soccer matches. I specifically tried to keep soccer to a minimum because we had my wife and my father-in-law. And I could have gone to see Chelsea against Everton, but instead we went to Buckingham Palace, which is a little bit more important because it's only open during the summer. And this is the first time we've ever been in the summer.
And how was Buckingham Palace?
It's incredible. I mean, just to see the place where the British monarchy rules from, and the family lives there, and all the rooms, all the paintings, and the artwork, and the architecture. It's incredible. And then we also got to see Parliament as well, and that they're going back into session next week. So the place is open for people to tour. We got to see, sit in the House of Commons, the House of Lords, and see all of the history there. It's amazing. And I got to go to the Churchill War Rooms as well. Winston Churchill is one of my personal heroes, and that's where he ran World War II from a secret bunker underneath the city of London, and spent a number of years there running the war as England, of course, was bombed terribly by Germany and the forces there. So, but one sad thing, though, unfortunately, I found out one of the great soccer places in England and in London is no longer. Soccer Scene, the store that was featured in the movie Bend It Like Beckham, it's been there for many, many years, had soccer gear, soccer jerseys from all over the world. It closed down. They're only an online store now, unfortunately. So I went,
why'd they close down?
Competition. You know, the world has changed with regards to online stores versus brick and mortar. There's Lily White's is still there, which is in Piccadilly Circus. They have met a lot of soccer gear. They had all the new Juventus jerseys. I saw the third Juventus jersey, the gray, greenish-gray jersey, which I'd never seen before. So
that's a new one.
That's one of the new ones. But yeah, they had all the major clubs from all over England, all over Europe. And this is obviously soccer is still king. But in Cornwall, rugby is the big sport in Cornwall. And there's many, many rugby teams. Exeter is there. The Cornish Pirates are the big team in Cornwall. Exeter is in Devon, which is not too far from Cornwall. But that's the big sport. That's the sport the tin miners used to play after work to wind down and, you know, relieve some stress and things like that. So that's the big sport in Cornwall.
Well, tell us your experience about driving on the left side of the road.
It's completely opposite to driving on the right. But the hardest part is having the steering wheel on the right side of the car. That takes a little bit of getting used to. Actually, more so for my wife, who was sitting in the left side where the steering wheel usually is on American cars, yeah, and she's sitting there on the passenger side. But yeah, but you just have to remember one rule in Cornwall. The roads are narrow. Sometimes they're single-lane roads. And just remember, double-decker buses always have the right-of-way, no matter if they're right or wrong. You don't argue with a double-decker bus. And there are the drivers of buses and taxis are all very experienced, and they do a great job. So it was a wonderful trip, but I'm glad to be back. I missed the Rhinos. I missed doing this show. Missed Rochester. I was able to keep up with things by reading the Democratic Chronicle online and see what was going on in Rochester, and saw the Rhinos had the two matches and split them with Charleston and St. Louis, but certainly the team is right up there near the top of the USL table and have some big matches coming up in the next few weeks.
Did you get lost?
No. We had a great GPS unit.
Oh, yeah?
We called her Demelza.
Demelza.
Yeah, it's a character in the show Poldark, which is based in Cornwall. But anyway, it was a great trip, but we're glad to be back, and we have a lot to talk about soccer-wise, certainly on the show today. And we're going to take our first break right now. We're going to be joined by Rhinos assistant coach Mark Pulisic to talk about what's going on with the Rhinos as the regular season winds down and the Rhinos looking to solidify a playoff spot and certainly well in contention for first place in the Eastern Conference. We'll have Mark Pulisic on next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's! Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarageDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Capelli Sports Stadium this Saturday, September 9th at 6.05 p.m., facing the Ottawa Fury, featuring former Rhinos Stephen Dos Santos, Anwa Abbasi, and Lance Roseboom. It's mascot and superhero night, where all fans wearing a superhero-themed shirt will receive a voucher good for a ticket to the Rhinos' last regular season home game on October 14th. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or visit rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Oh, Bob D'Angelo, our engineer, always picks out the best bumper music. And yes, this is the theme from Batman. Doesn't mean that, by the way, rest in peace, Adam West. The reason why he's playing it, because the Rochester Rhinos this Saturday are having Superhero Night at Capelli Sports Stadium. If you wear a superhero costume or a jersey, you will get a free ticket to the final regular season home game of the Rhinos, which is October 14th. The Rhinos take on the Ottawa Fury this Saturday, 6:05. And we encourage everyone to get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or going to rhinosoccer.com. And joining us now on the show is the assistant coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Mark Pulisic. Mark, thanks for being with us on the show tonight.
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. It's Andrew and Joe here. And, Mark, we have certainly two Rhinos matches happen in the month of August at home just now. The Battery match, which the Rhinos lost 1-0, but the team came back and won 2-1 against St. Louis. But
right,
the USL East has just been so competitive this year. Teams at the top are losing to teams at the bottom. Louisville, Charleston, they both lost over the weekend. And so certainly it's up for grabs, really. Anybody, any of the top five, six teams can take the scruff of the neck and just take control of the division just if they can put together a winning streak at the end of the season. I know that's what the Rhinos are looking to do, starting with Ottawa this coming Saturday.
Yeah, it's a long season, and you see all the different teams. You know, everyone's having some ups and downs. So, you know, there's you know, throughout the course of the season, you're going to see that. And when you play, when it's a league that's very competitive. So, you know, we've been fortunate enough to kind of stay the course, you know, and haven't had big dips or you know, big winning streaks. So we're right in the hunt. Some of the top teams have given us a little bit of a little room now to kind of nudge them out. So we're excited about it and looking forward to tomorrow, Saturday night in Toronto.
Right, as we're taping this, this is being taped earlier this week, so the Rhinos have already played Toronto. I'm sure we'll be seeing 3 points on the board, but the next home match will be against the Ottawa Fury. And Joe, you were at both the matches. You've got some questions for Coach Pulisic.
Well, certainly the game against St. Louis, it was a very, very nice game. But, you know, they give us a battle. Luckily, we scored at the last within the last few minutes, and certainly it was a great victory. I was pleased that the result was went our way.
Yeah, it was a you know St. Louis is a good side, and you know we went down early and we're a bit fortunate that they gave a red card, which seeing it on video was definitely a handball, saving the ball off the line. So it was a fair call. We converted, and then we kind of dictated the play. You know, it's difficult at times to play against 10 men, and, you know, it takes longer sometimes to create chances as they sit back. And, you know, with a great service and a great run by Johan Graf, we got the victory. So we were pleased.
One of the things that I noticed at the game that the St. Louis player, they really did a lot of running, a lot of attacking, a lot of attacking the players with the ball, and you know I got to give them a lot of credit because even with 10 men, they had a couple occasions that they could have scored.
Yeah, you know, that shows you the quality of their side. You know, we had to be ready and. You know, it's going to be difficult to go 60, 70 minutes, 80 minutes, even with a man up, to not give teams restarts and some chances. So, you know, we defended those well, and keeper came up with a few good saves. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to convert our you know, good run and our chance late in the game to seal the victory.
One of the things, just switch a little bit, I want to congratulate you personally, Andrew and I, and the achievement that your son is making. And Mike Lewis wrote a great story about your son and about you as well. And, you know, my compliment, because I'll describe that when you have a good father and when you have a father that keeps on you and teaches you, then you have a chance to excel in the sport that you love. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, I know that you're proud of your son. Can you tell us a little bit more about all the efforts that you put in to bring him to where he is today?
I mean, I didn't do a lot of things differently than most parents are doing out there. You know, you have young children, you love them. They want to play sports and they want to do different activities, even if it isn't sports, you support them. And my wife and I did that with Christian. You know, we went to his soccer games. We cheered him on. And, you know, it was a little different scenario because my wife and I both played. So, but then again, we just supported him and encouraged him. We were always very positive with him, even if we had knowledge, maybe that some parents don't, you know. And I think that that was the key, is that we just made the game very fun for him. And, you know, would be there for him when he wanted to talk about it, or if he didn't want to talk about things, we gave him his space, you know, as we do today. So, you know, there's no magic formula. It's just kind of loving your kid and supporting your kid and helping them pursue their dreams and, you know, just being there for them.
And, of course, we mentioned Michael Lewis and frontrowsoccer.com has an extended article and story on Christian Pulisic and Mark, and Bob Lilly is a big part of that as well. Bob actually was quoted from that story in Soccer America today, so it's good to see Bob's name out there. But I want to go back to the Rhinos. Big name came back to the fold in the St. Louis match, Cristiano Francois, who has been out due to a serious eye injury that he suffered in practice a while back. And he certainly can be an X factor for the team with his tremendous pace on the wing. He was beating most defenders left and right before he was injured. I'm sure that, you know, you and Bob are very happy that he's back in action again and ready to contribute to the Rhinos' playoff push.
Yes, for sure. I mean, we've missed him. You know, it was an unfortunate injury that he suffered, you know, early in the year after he finally got his groove and started to understand what our expectations were of him as a player. But that happens, you know, in a player's career. So he got himself healthy, and fortunately he didn't lose too much fitness, and you could see how dangerous he is. And, you know, we were very excited to put him back in the lineup and look forward to seeing how much he can help us as we make this playoff push.
Yeah, he certainly will be a big factor. And you mentioned the playoff push. As this show is aired, the Toronto Metro have already taken place this Saturday up in Toronto. It's interesting because there's a huge match happening Saturday as well at BMO Field as part of the Canadian National Exhibition, the Canadian national team taking on Jamaica. And the Rhinos are taking on Toronto FC 2 at the Ontario Soccer Center, sort of the the second match happening in Toronto. But what I know the Toronto FC 2 team is going to be ready. They, even though they're at the bottom of the table in the East, they certainly would like to get a victory on Saturday. And then Ottawa comes in, and they're fighting for a playoff spot. And they certainly, coming forward from the NASL, they would be an embarrassment to them if they didn't get into the USL playoffs at least. And they're right now 4 points out of a playoff spot, so still very much in it. But they're certainly would need a result against the Rhinos and this coming Saturday, as you're here, as we're hearing this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, on Ottawa's a good side. I mean, we've had, I believe, two games already against them, and fortunately we won the first one and drew the second one, so we know that it's going to be a battle. And you know, everyone's kind of pushing for playoffs, and especially those teams that are just outside are going to have to lay everything on the line here because the games are winding down. So every point is critical for many of these teams, and Ottawa for sure would be a stern test. But hey, look, we're also fighting to get in the top four, so we're playing for a lot as well. So for sure, that Ottawa game here at home is going to be a big one and an exciting one.
It certainly is, and again, every point's going to count. Right now there's just 6 points separating the top five teams, and the Rhinos have some matches in hand against Charlotte, Charleston, and Tampa. Same amount as Louisville. Mark, we still have to play Louisville twice, and those could be the big matches of the season against Louisville City to determine who potentially finishes first in the USL East.
Correct, yeah, for sure. And Louisville has probably on paper, player for player, one of the stronger teams in the league. So there'll be a stern test for us, but we'll have something, and we'll have a nice plan, and we'll be ready for them. And I think we'll be able to grab some points if the guys show up and we play well.
Well, the Rhinos, as you hear this, will be at home this Saturday against the Ottawa Fury, featuring former Rhinos Steven Dos Santos, Lance Roseboom, and Anoa Obasi. It's superhero night, so come dress as your favorite superhero. I don't know who that would be for me. I don't even want to think about it. I'll come dressed as the soccer reporter superhero, I guess. But anyway, Mark, thank you very much for being with us on the show, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate your support.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
It's Mark Pulisic here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the assistant coach of the Rochester Rhinos. Again, you know, football season's coming up and the high school sports seasons are in go, but take time to come out and support the Rhinos. It's a long season this year. They play till mid-October, and every point's going to count. The Rhinos could very well finish first in the conference, but they need your support. 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. We'll be right back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosia-coos, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Capelli Sports Stadium this Saturday, September 9th at 6.05 p.m., facing the Ottawa Fury, featuring former Rhinos Stephen Dos Santos, Anwa Abbasi, and Lance Roseboom. It's mascot and superhero night, where all fans wearing a superhero-themed shirt will receive a voucher good for a ticket to the Rhinos' last regular season home game on October 14th. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or visit rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
International Report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. And yes, there's still construction going on, but the office is open at their normal hours, Monday through Friday. So give Dr. Olivo's office a call if you want to make an appointment for getting your teeth cleaned or for a consultation, 328-3382, or the interactive website is davidolivodmd.com. Dick, thanks very much for being with us, and I know as we're taping this, you just got back from a big press conference with the Canadian national team. So tell us about what was going on with that.
Yeah, press conference prior to the match on Saturday night here in Toronto between Canada and the Reggae Boys of Jamaica, and of course Canada looking for revenge because the Reggae Boys edged the Canadian team 2-1 en route to a magnificent second-place finish to the U.S. in the Gold Cup, of course. But it was great chatting to the players, two players in particular, Atiba Hutchinson, who plays currently for Besiktas in Turkey, Canadian Player of the Year, really a player who has done so much over the years for the team, but he said the experience that he plays in when he gets into one of the rival games against Fenerbahce or Galatasaray, he said he's like nothing on earth, and he survived that, he's here and looking forward to the game. As is another player who had big demand, Junior Hoylett. Why? Well, his parents are from Jamaica, from Montego Bay and Ocho Rios. He's got lots of relatives, and he reckons he's got demands for about 150 tickets for the game. So he's a popular guy. He's currently playing for Cardiff in the Championship, and they're right at the top. He's scoring goals, so he's quite happy with the way things are going. But he said, I would love to beat this Jamaican team. And the same feeling, of course, with coach Octavio Zambrano. He felt that they made mistakes in the game. They came up against a very hot goalkeeper, and the Jamaican goalkeeper, Blake, was absolutely superb. And hopefully that won't be the case on Saturday evening when the game coming up. But it was great to have a chance to chat to these players prior to the game because, say, there's a good feeling now for Canadian soccer that the men's team are on the right track and the game against Jamaica will be a good test for them.
And they're both teams looking ahead to the 2022 World Cup. By the way, for those that Atiba Hutchinson, if people might remember, he played for the Toronto Lynx in the A-League and played against the Rhinos at one time. We played just a few matches.
You've got a good memory. That's right. Yeah, he's done exceptionally well. But he's a tremendous ambassador for the game, very soft-spoken. But I tell you what, on the field, he's a phenomenon. He sits in front of the back four. He's likened to an octopus. He said he likes that nickname because he just sucks the ball up and just distributes it to more talented players, and he's been doing that for Beşiktaş, and they really love Atiba Hutchinson in Turkey.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things Joe and I were just talking about, Dick, and I don't know why this couldn't have been changed. The Rhinos and Toronto FC 2 are playing at the same time as Canada against Jamaica. And, I mean, I can't imagine there's going to be very many fans at Toronto FC 2 match against the Rhinos when, you know, this big match at BMO Field during the Canadian National Exhibition, no less, is taking place at the same time. Why wouldn't the Toronto FC 2 have moved their match to earlier in the day or do something?
Yeah,
because it didn't make any sense.
Maybe they couldn't do it, but you're right. It is a case where you've got to look at the fixtures, and they've been getting just over 1,000 at most of the games, where it'll be significantly less. They're expecting for the Canada-Jamaica game between 18 and 20,000 in BMO Field.
Should be a great contest. Both teams looking for the 2022 World Cup, but certainly a lot going on for the next World Cup, which is less than 12 months away, and some big matches happening after we tape the show and coming up after the show airs. And a lot of teams, Dick, that are fixtures in the World Cup may not make it. Right at the top of the list is Holland. They are in big trouble in their group with France and Sweden. And then Argentina, if you can you imagine the World Cup without Lionel Messi? But right now, Argentina is in trouble because of their results. And not only that, because there was just a ruling on a match between Bolivia and Chile where Bolivia used an ineligible player, so it gave Chile a 3-0 win when the match ended 0-0. That put Chile further up in the standings. So, and it seems like South Korea is in trouble. They will need a win or a draw in their last match to get through in their group. Ghana, Frank Odoi, he's got to be pulling his hair out, whatever hair he has left. They're in big trouble. It's amazing how some of these fixtures of these great soccer countries, they may not be in Russia.
Yeah, you mentioned one, and I immediately thought the Argentina game is in Uruguay, in the Centenario Stadium in Montevideo. They call it the Battle of the River Plate because, of course, the River Plate borders both countries border the River Plate, and it's going to be a tremendous atmosphere of the game. And of course, we've seen with Uruguay, a small country, but my, do they produce some outstanding players.
It's
not going to be an easy game for Argentina, but it certainly will be one that captures everybody's imagination.
It's not going to be an easy game for Italy against Spain either. So, and what about the England and Slovakia? I think those. I'm worried about Italy, but I'm worried about England as well.
Well, the big thing with England, of course, was Wayne Rooney, the greatest goal scorer in England history, surprisingly announced his retirement for international football very recently. So it's now Harry Kane's team, Dick, and he's going to be the guy who's going to lead England to the World Cup.
Yeah, it is. And Wayne Rooney, he's happy the way things are going at the moment with Everton, of course, notwithstanding last weekend's result. But
sorry.
He's having a great season and probably an appropriate time. He's had discussions with the England manager, Gareth Southgate, about his situation. And looking down the road, I'm sure Southgate is looking to the future, really, with regards to that position. But, Joe, you mentioned some of this Spain-Italy. That's going to be some game in the Santiago Bernabeu. And it was interesting in seeing that Spain has recalled David Villa, playing in MLS, of course, in the Big Apple. And been out of the picture for a while, but they've recalled him for this very important game. And it's great to see that recognition given to players from MLS. And here's one that you don't know about, but Toronto FC signed a player from Liechtenstein just over a month ago, Nicholas Hassler. He scored two brilliant headed goals in the last couple of games for TFC. And he's traveling to Albania with his Liechtenstein compatriots. And then Liechtenstein, would you believe, hosts Spain in the second game over the weekend. But it just shows you the international nature of the game. And Liechtenstein is represented in MLS, and a Liechtenstein player is playing in World Cup qualifying.
And Joe, I know you're going to ask this question about Jovinko. Why isn't he?
I'm disappointed because they haven't called Jovinko.
Yeah, well, you know, say no more. You know, the fans in Montreal know exactly what Giovinco can do. He's unbelievable, isn't he, with these free kicks. I have never seen a player with so much accuracy. People talk about David Beckham and his free kicks. No. The atomic ant puts him to shame. He can bend it one way, he can bend it the other way. He bends it to the goalkeeper's side of the goal. He bends it to the other corner. He is just a phenomenon with regards to putting the ball in the back of the net from set plays.
Well, that's all,
should be playing great today, Jurgen Joe.
I don't understand why. I mean, I don't believe that he done something terrible that everybody's mad at him in Italy, but I'm baffled by the absence of him, seeing how he's playing so good.
Yeah.
For Toronto.
But as you say, as I mentioned earlier, it's great that the MLS is represented. Obviously, it's going to be represented in the U.S. national team that Michael will refer to, I'm sure. But a lot of other national team players from Jamali, from Switzerland, are playing, you know, in MLS. A lot of other players. And it's great that the league is going to be talked about with regards to, World Cup qualifying. I was talking to Junior Hoyland at the press conference, and he said, yeah, they get three MLS games a week on the, I think it's the Sky Sports channel, so he's well aware of what it's like and the caliber of play in Major League Soccer. And that's great to see.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, it just shows that, you know, David Villa is just, he's an incredible player, and New York City FC is very fortunate to have him, and he's just, he's proving why he's one of the best, he's not the best player in MLS right now, and he's deserving of a call. Even with all the great players that Spain has, he's getting the chance, and we'll see if he features in the match. We'll know that as this show airs on Labor Day, but certainly a lot of great matches, and after these next couple of days, Dick, I think things are going to be a lot more clear as it comes to World Cup qualifying. We're going to be seeing potentially some new faces in the World Cup, and some potentially, as I mentioned, some of the big names may not be in it. It should be very interesting as we get closer to
Russia. It's getting down now to the wire, isn't it? The final stage games, whether it's in a league play or whatever the way of determining their passage on. It's exciting times. Lots to talk about in the months ahead, guys.
I'm really surprised. I'm really happy that the transfer window has come to an end. So now we'll see who's what in every team, because everybody struggle to get players at the last minute.
That's the way it always works. They always wait to the last minute, and then there's the second guessing, and we'll see. And then it'll happen again in January, but it's just part of the sport. But Dick, I'm sure it'll be a great match on Saturday with Canada against Jamaica. Should be a great atmosphere.
Jamaican community in Toronto, so it'll be a fabulous atmosphere. I'm sure we'll be hearing the steel drums and Bob Marley songs echoing forth. But it should be a great atmosphere and a great opportunity for Canada to continue the good progress.
I think everybody's going to have to dress warm because the fall is upon us.
No, not yet. It's going to be a beautiful day in Canada, just like it is right here in Rochester. But, Dick, thanks for being with us. And next week we'll talk about the UEFA Champions League as it will kick off next week. And it's going to be very exciting. Great, great matches. We'll preview all that on next week's show.
Lots to talk about, guys. Great. Enjoy the weekend.
Ciao,
Dick. Thanks, Dick. Enjoy your holiday. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll talk U.S. national team, World Cup qualification, and all the happenings that are going on in New York as this show is being taped, as the U.S. gets ready to play their first World Cup qualifier match ever in the Big Apple area. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a crack forming in your water pipe. I may be too tiny to notice, but not anymore. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, you might get swamped by cleanup costs. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Capelli Sports Stadium this Saturday, September 9th at 6.05 p.m., facing the Ottawa Fury, featuring former Rhinos Stephen Dos Santos, Anwa Abbasi, and Lance Roseboom. It's mascot and superhero night, where all fans wearing a superhero-themed shirt will receive a voucher good for a ticket to the Rhinos' last regular season home game on October 14th. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or visit rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Show your support for the U.S. national team as they look to qualify for the 2018 World Cup with these two huge matches this week. And get your U.S. soccer gear, your jerseys, and memorabilia, top-notch monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Tony Diudo is a big supporter of the U.S. men's national team, has been to many, many matches, probably going to the one in New York City that's going to happen tomorrow as we tape this. Again, top-notch monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. And Michael, obviously, first of all, welcome back to the show. And this probably has been a big week for you, having the national team in New York for a big, big World Cup qualifier against Costa Rica.
Welcome back to the United States, Andrew.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. First World Cup qualifier in the New York City area. I've covered a number of U.S. national team games, friendly or U.S. Cup games, that sort of thing. Here in Jersey, never in New York proper. But it's a big deal for so many different reasons. More than anything else, it's against Costa Rica, one of the quality sides of
CONCACAF, and let's face it, World Cup qualifiers, any home game is a vital game. I don't care who you're playing, you need those 3 points.
Certainly do. And I want to ask you about the media aspect of all of this, because obviously you're in the biggest media market in the United States. There's been a lot of exposure to the national team players and to Bruce Arena, of course, who's very familiar with New York. Tell us about a little bit about what's going on that in that respect.
I'll be honest with you. I thought there'd be maybe more media prior to the match, and maybe I'm missing out on something. I'm not arguing about it. It means a slightly easier access, less people leaning on me for quotes, literally when we've got our iPhones or our voice recorders trying to get the words of wisdom from various players. I'm not going to argue about that, but I expected more. Let's face it, the poster child of the U.S. national team these days is Christian Pulisic. I think if we all could have like a 5-minute one-on-one interview with him, we'd take it. But we settled for Christian in a press conference. I believe it was his first official press conference with the team. I thought it was a very smart move by the U.S. soccer and Christian to be in that setting. He's going to have to get used to it. If he's going to be as big a star as everyone thinks he's going to be, it's a good way to start.
Mike, Christian is definitely a very good player. And, there's been a lot of good players that they got the fame and then all of a sudden they disappear from the thing. What is, you cover most of them. What do you think about Christian maturity? We talked to his father today, and I'm sure that he's very mature. The mother and father supported him a lot. How do you see him, as a star?
Definitely. I really think Christian is very grounded. I've been in several interview situations with him, and he's you don't see him get too high or too low, and you really need that as a player. I think he's just one of the guys out there with the team, which I think is important. I don't think he thinks too highly of himself in terms of, I have better abilities than all these players. I think he wants to fit in more than anything else. I think his parents, Mark and Kelly Pulisic, did a great job of raising him. And as we all know, there's no handbook on how to raise a kid properly. And particularly, think of it, he's 18 years old, and he's playing for one of the best teams in the world, and he's one of the key players for the U.S. national team. I cannot see myself way back when I was 18, many, many centuries ago, being anywhere near that grounded. A special player. I'll tell you right now, the coaches, I'm talking about Bruce Arena, Dave Sarakin, former Rochester Lancer, and Tab Ramos have said some really nice things about him. Since this is going to be after my story appears on Front Row Soccer, Dave Sarakin called him the savant, and sort of like their version of Beethoven. And Dave Sarakin doesn't throw adjectives around that freely. And he's been around the block and then some. So we've got a very special player here. And more than that, a special person. He's going to have to put up with a lot of, for lack of better words, crap. I'm allowed to say that on the air. But over the next several years, over the next decade, I hope, because there's going to be a lot of people who want to have his time and interview him.
I totally agree. By the way, there's a number of articles that Michael has on Front Row Soccer about Christian Pulisic, including quotes from his father Mark, assistant coach of the Rhinos, and head coach Bob Lilly. So definitely encourage everyone to go to frontrowsoccer.com. I think a little bit differently, Michael, about you talking about the demands on his time. My concern is he's going to be a target for opposition teams, especially on the road in CONCACAF qualifying. Honduras, Panama, teams like that, or whoever the U.S. plays on the road, they're going to go after him and try to intimidate him physically and, potentially, you hate to say try to hurt him, but you know, that it happens in the sport. I wonder, is he going to be able to handle something like that at such a young age?
That's a good question. So far, so good. I mean, he's stayed away from bad injuries. I know every player gets knocks after every game. It just depends how tough they are. He seems to be a player, and I spoke to Bob Lilly about this. He reminds me of Wayne Gretzky. And let me put this in the context that Wayne Gretzky knew how to take a check in hockey. And you never saw Wayne Gretzky get zapped into the boards. And I understand soccer is very much different than hockey, but the way Christian runs and glides through the defense, it seems like he's always a step ahead of everyone. Perhaps that's the way he does it. Perhaps that's the way he's going to avoid getting tackled roughly a lot. I guess we're going to see over the next over the next several games, as I look toward the future, but this thing, the radio show's in the past. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm trying to get my bearings right. But you're absolutely right. Teams are going to go after him, hopefully. Hopefully referees will understand what the heck is happening. You don't want to see stars get hurt. And granted, I know Christian Starr is only rising. He is not anywhere near anyone else, but he's the U.S.'s best bet internationally. And even Dave Sarokin the other day told me, he said, you know, hopefully he stays healthy in so many different ways.
Absolutely.
So you're right on target, Andrew.
But the good thing is the U.S. has other players that teams need to be worried about, guys like Jozy Altidore, who is an absolute beast up front and has imposed his will. Clint Dempsey, you know, players like that. I mean, it's not like back in the day when Pelé played for Brazil and everyone went after Pelé because if they knock him out of the game, it damaged Brazil greatly. The U.S. can play without Christian Pulisic. He's not at that point where he is like the big guy. He's more like the cog at the center of the wheel, but you've got guys all around him who are very dangerous and can certainly can lead the U.S. to victory.
There's no doubt that this is not a one-man show. I mean, I really think he should be, you know, running the show in midfield because I think his two greatest attributes, and I know he has 7 goals in 15, 16 games entering the Costa Rica match, but I really think his greatest attribute is vision and his passing ability. And if he could set up teammates again and again, you know, it might not matter how many goals he scores. And to me, it's all about making sure the team is running because of him. So to me, again, despite the fact that he's scoring at almost a 50% clip in the short time he has been a U.S. international, I still think his ability to find open teammates in close quarters is his greatest asset. And I hope we all enjoy the show for many more years to come.
Well, certainly, the position that he plays a midfield, it's less dangerous than being a forward. You know, so let's hope for the best for him. And I'm sure that they're preparing him very well with physically and mentally to make him a very good player and keep him on the field for a long time.
Absolutely. Michael, let's talk about the game on Friday. I mean, obviously, it's already been played as we're airing this, but assuming the U.S. does win, Mexico plays Panama in Mexico, so that certainly the Tricolores are the favorites there. If those results happen, the U.S. would move into second place in the hex and be 4 points ahead of Panama going into the match against Honduras, which as we air this will be tomorrow evening. Does that put the U.S., you think, if that holds out, the U.S. is in the driver's seat for a World Cup qualifying spot at that point?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, if the U.S. could beat Honduras, they would be just about on the verge of qualifying. I know there's a 10% chance of the U.S. qualifying over the next couple of games. I'm talking about the Costa Rica game and the Honduras game. A lot of things have to happen, but I doubt it will happen. But if they could get 4 points, that would be fine. That's what you want. Win at home, tie on the road. If you can get 6 points, they are in excellent position and to clinch in Tampa. In Orlando, in October,
Exactly. And then the other match, and between the Honduras, the other big match on Tuesday is Mexico going to Costa Rica. So if that works out, I mean, Mexico gets a win there or gets a tie even, and the U.S. gets a result against Honduras, you know, things could really shift in the U.S.'s favor when things look pretty dark and dismal not too long ago for the U.S.
Right. You know, to me, it's all about qualifying. I don't care where the U.S. finishes. But it's that old axiom, the enemy of the enemy is my friend, and I think they'd be rooting for Mexico to extract some home points from Costa Rica, whether it's they get a tie or a win there. That would be excellent for the U.S. You know, catching Mexico, don't worry about that. Just solidify yourself in second place. And again, be on the verge of qualifying in October. That's the big thing. And
absolutely,
we'll see what happens.
Right. And one more thing on that Honduras match. It starts at 5:30 in the afternoon. Very unusual start time. Is that a little gamesmanship by Honduras to play the game in the heat and humidity down there in Central America?
Well, here's the thing. It starts at 3:30 Honduran time because they're at the present time in the Mountain Time Zone. So, yeah, it's gamesmanship to just get as much advantage as they can. And there's no rule against it. Every team has done it. I mean, U.S., remember, played at altitude in Denver before they went to Mexico, so they'd be in good shape with the altitude. But also they forced Trinidad to train at altitude as well, too, before that match earlier this year. So teams will try to do anything to get the edge. I don't care how small of an edge, every little bit helps in World Cup qualifying. You want to get those 3 points at home.
Absolutely. That match is going to be on beIN Sports, by the way. Not everybody gets it, so check for your favorite location for watching U.S. national team games, or check online. You never know what feed you might find, Joe. I mean, you have to find a feed to watch the U.S. against Honduras. Very important match. And I know that it's getting down to crunch time, Joe. The U.S. getting closer and closer to World Cup qualifying.
Certainly it's going to be one of the games that a lot of people had to pay attention to it, and I'm sure the Bruce Arena, it's a cognate of the situation. So, I don't know where I'm going to watch it, but I'm surely going to make an effort to go watch it.
Okay. Well, Michael, we wish you all the best, and, you know, as we're taping this, tomorrow night's a big game at Red Bull Arena, so enjoy. It should be a lot of fun, and should be a very great, intense, and great match. So, we'll talk to you again next week. We have a better idea of what's going on.
Like you said, looking forward to it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Enjoy your holiday. Bye-bye. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And you can hear Michael and Dick Howard every week on our show. And Joe just flies by as always, Joe.
Exactly. I'm glad that you're back, Andrew, and we'll be right back.
Absolutely. And thanks also to Mark Pulisic and the Rochester Rhinos players for Joao for setting up that interview. Rhinos home Saturday against the Ottawa Fury. 6:05 kickoff, 4:54 kick. Go to rhinosoccer.com. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Bob D'Angelo putting the show together at WISL. Be with us next Monday. We're back live on WISL at 6:30, WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One another.
Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.